eat a lot of fruit.
Yes, sir.
And to eat a lot of vegetables. But now you can get it processed in some tablets. Amen. Y'all better start looking at some TV. Amen. I've not seen that. And every time they talk to somebody, if y'all notice it, you got to pay attention when you look at stuff like that. Every person that they talk about the fruit and vegetables, ask them how long you been on. 5 years. Anybody notice that? All the folk been on fruit and vegetables for 5 years, and they've been out there, they're doing everything. They're out there running around with young folk and all this stuff like this. And I said, well, gee whiz, I must have missed something. I obviously missed something. But that's how the world wants to conform. They want to conform us. Praise God. And so when we look at that Romans chapter 12, verse 2, let me read it again. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There are two words in that verse of scripture that we need to pay some close attention to. And the two words, praise God, I just talked about. And that one is that word conformed. Conformed. Because this world tries to shape you and me, praise God, into the image of this world. But we are to become what God has designed for us to be. We must conform to the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And can I tell y'all something? When we're conforming to his image, there are some things that Jesus just don't do. There are some places that Jesus just won't go. There's some things that Jesus just won't, some things that Jesus just won't say. See, if we conform into his image, praise God. So that's one word, praise God, that word conform. But the other word is that word transform. Praise God. The word transform in the Greek is where we get our English word that's called metamorphosis. Amen. How many of y'all have ever seen one of them old hairy worms? We used to call them chenille, they call them. The chenille, the hairy worm. Oh, nasty looking worm. And that worm gets and goes and down into one of those cocoons. Praise God. And then after a period of time, amen, that worm that went in there, all hairy and nasty looking, praise God, comes out as a beautiful butterfly after he comes out of that cocoon. In other words, he has been transformed. And praise God. And there's something about a transformation, the same type of transformation that should happen over our lives. It refers to an inner change, praise God, which has what we call outward observable manifestation. In other words, it means that everybody, praise God, is going to be able to see the change that has taken place in your life. Amen. Come on, y'all. I've said this a whole bunch. Amen. If you were mean as a rattlesnake, praise God, before you got saved. And that was some folks who were mean as rattlesnakes. Praise God. I'm talking about folk who tell you anything that was on their mind. First, I see some folk laughing back there. They must resemble what I'm saying. Praise God. If somebody made them mad, they tell them off and didn't mind telling them off. Praise God. But when you have had that transformation, when you've had that, you've gone into your cocoon and you've had that transformation, the world will be able to see that change on the inside of you. Praise God. They'll notice that you don't walk the way you used to walk. They'll notice that you don't talk the way you used to talk. They'll notice that you don't go to the places that you used to go. They'll notice that you don't hang around that crowd that you used to hang around. Praise God. See, they're going to be able to see that change that has taken place in your life. Praise God. So that word transform. transformation, praise God, it changed. And then they'll begin to see that our lives are being designed, praise God, as to what God wanted us to be. Yeah. And that's that abundant. That's one of the things of the abundant life. But you know, the second thing that the abundant life is, praise God, is fulfilling God's purpose for your life. Yeah. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Yeah. Oh, neighbor. God has a purpose for your life. Praise God. And you will know what it is. And I call that purpose, I call it a commitment to his praise. Amen. Amen. You see, man was created to give God the glory. Man, I didn't have too many people say that. I ain't hear too many amens out there. Man was created to give God glory. Amen. And now, husband, I know you thought that he was created because you to give praise to your wife. And wives, I know you think that that you were created to give praise to your husband. No, he told you to love him. But praise God, but your praise goes to God. Oh yeah, it does. And when you realize God's purpose for you in your life, and that is to praise God. Amen. Not only were we created to give God glory, Paul in his letter at Ephesus says that he saved us for the praise of his glory. Amen. Let me just read it. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Look what it says. It says, in whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to what? The purpose of him, praise God, who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. You see, God's purpose, amen, is that our whole life, amen, everything we do, praise God, is motivated by a life principle, and that life principle is ingrained in us, and that life principle is to glorify God in everything that we do. Amen. Amen. Charles had done Spurgeon. I know y'all have heard of Spurgeon. Spurgeon used to smoke cigars, and there were some folks that said, now Spurgeon, you're a man of God and you smoking cigars. And Spurgeon told him, I smoke cigars to the glory of God. Now, I know you're probably being facetious, but let me tell you something. We are to do everything that we do. Yeah. Praise God. It ought to be to glorify God. Yeah. When we get up in the morning, yeah, praise God, say our prayers. Yeah. It ought to be to glorify God. Yeah. Choir members, every time you hit the choir loft, yeah, when you're getting ready to sing, yeah, it ought to be to glorify God. Yeah. Musicians, every time you get on the keyboard, yeah, or behind that guitar, yeah, or on those drums, or on that harmonica, on, it ought to be to glorify God. Yeah. Praise God. Pastors, preachers, yeah, every time you get up to proclaim the word of God, yeah, praise God, and not something about how many people you're going to get happy, yeah, and how many people you're going to make shout. Praise God, it ought to be to glorify God. Praise God, everything that we do, amen, it ought to be to glorify God. That's the abiding life, and that's the abundant life, which leads to eternal life. This is why Jesus came, and we should never forget this. Praise God. I believe I got to stand up, y'all. Amen. This is the reason why he came. So I want you, as you celebrate Christmas this year, as you sit down with family and friends, as you sit down and eat turkey, ham, and whatever else that you're going to eat. Praise God, eat gumbo. Praise God, I want you to remember why Jesus came to this earth. Praise God, he came to so that you can identify the goals of the thief. He came so that you can have that abiding life. And he came that you may have that abundant life. And you want to know something? I'm glad to see that a lot of y'all out there living that abundant life now. Amen. When I walked in here this morning, when I drove on the parking lot, I said, Lord have mercy, look at here. Look how God has blessed his people. Praise God. There was a time when we only had horses and buggies. There was a time when we had Chevrolets, Chev one foot forward, lay the other one behind it. Praise God. There was a time, praise God, we didn't have the cars that we live. But look at the abundant life that he has allowed us. Look at this choir, praise God. Everybody up there in that red and black looking just as good as they want to look. Praise God, because he has given us that abundant life. Praise God. Some of us walked in here may have some pain in our bodies. Praise God, may have some things on our mind. But praise God, but guess what? We know that we serve a God, praise God, who is good. We know that we serve a God who is perfect. We know that we serve a God who came down to this earth over 2,000 years through the womb of a baby, a virgin by the name of Mary. And praise God, and he came down here so that we can have that life. But let's not, praise God, remember the fact that he came. Praise God, because we got to realize and remember what he really did. Praise God, because he came down here. Amen. Spent 33.5 years on this earth. But praise God, there came a time when he had to get out of here. Praise God, he had to get out of here. Praise God, they whipped him all night long. Praise God, took him through a mock trial. Praise God, some spit on him. Some took a crown of thorns and put them up on his head. Praise God, they led him up a hill that was called Calvary. And praise God, and they nailed his hands to that cross. They nailed his feet to that cross. They pierced him in his side. And the Bible tells me that he died. But praise God, but the Bible also says, and this is what I'm going to really celebrate this Christmas, that he got up early one Sunday morning, praise God, and declared that he has all power in his hand. So when you sit around the table this Christmas, when you sit around and talk with friends and family members, let them know why Jesus came, and then take a time to do a couple of high fives. Praise God, if you are saved, and say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me abundant life. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me abiding life. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me know what the thief wants to do with my life. But praise God, because I got you on the inside of me. Praise God, I'm not going to conform to this world. I'm going to walk according to your word. Praise God, I'm going to allow my lights to shine before men, that they may see my good works. Praise God, that they may glorify, praise God, my Father, which is in heaven. That's the reason, praise God, why he came to this earth. Amen. There might be somebody here today.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome move.